Good afternoon. I would like just to share with you a little bit of experience of my personal life. Chazal tell us, Eze Chocham Amakiris Mekoimoy. Who is a smart person who recognizes his place, his position? Chochmis Obora Almin, Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world with wisdom. And if you want to join the wisdom of Hashem, you have to be makaris mekoyme. What does that mean? Hashem created the world with wisdom. And if you want to benefit from the world, and especially if you want to become a partner, nasi shutafoy shala kodesh baruch hu b'masa bereishis, you have to be a chochem. You have to understand your position, your place, your time. Ein lechodam she'elo mokom, ein lechodam she'elo sho, sechazal, every person has his place in the world and his time in the place. No two people are alike, no situations are alike. We are all absolute individuals, individual challenges, individual tests. And now you have to become a partner, understanding what does Hashem want from you. So I want to start off with a very important foundation of the Maral. Chazal tell us, and Hashem created the world, Istakel Boraisa Bora Alma. He looked into his Torah, and from there he created the world. Just like a builder, you give him a blueprint, please build me this building. He has to look in the blueprint, and he's following the blueprint, and according from the blueprint, he takes off the building. The blueprint of the world is Torah. The world is not only the physical world, it's the 6,000 years of time. Every event which is taking place is a part of the world and all was created in Bereshis. And how did Hashem make that, let's say, that movie of 6,000 years and all the events as it comes up? It's like a Bereshis, looked in the blueprint, looked in the Torah. Everything which is in the Torah, according to that, Hashem created the world. Give you an example. When we ask a question, let's say a philosophical question, was Hashem made the Torah for us, or you made us for the Torah? The first Rashi, Bereishis, Vishil Torah Shenikra Reishis, Vishil Yisroel Shenikra Reishis. The Reishis, the beginning and the creation of 6,000 years, the Bereishis is also 6,000 years, Boroshis. For whom Hashem had created the 6,000 year event, for Torah and for Yisroel. The question is, who serves whom? Is Torah serving Israel, or is Israel serving Torah? Example, as the Maral explains, when you look in the Torah, that's the blueprint. Torah says, for instance, Lo Signoif, don't steal. You could say two ways. Why does the Torah say don't steal? Because there's a world of Ganovim, of thieves. So comes the Torah and says, don't steal. You know, they have a good world. Or, why are people stealing? Because the Torah says, Lo Signoif, angels are not stealing, animals are not stealing. Why people are stealing? Because the Torah says, Lo Signoif, who is fulfilling this commandment? So because the Torah says, Lo Signoif, don't steal, therefore God is Baruch, who created the world of thieves. In other words, everything Hashem created, all the Torah should be fulfilled. I can't resist, I'm added to the beautiful Sfasemes. If you remember that statement, when Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, first he went to Esav. Are you willing to take the Torah? Maxi, but what the Torah say? Lasir, so don't kill. How can I take it? My whole essence is of killing. You die with the Esav, you live in a killing. How can I accept it? It's self-elimination. So he didn't accept the Torah. He went to Yishmael. He says, Lasinov, no, don't commit adultery. How can I? I'm here for pleasure. That's the whole being of me. I can't accept this. By the way, this Rashi is also beautiful. Zohar in Parshas Bolok. Hashem went and offered to them. And Hashem said, what does it say? So Hashem rightly went to the point which is the essence of him. So they didn't accept it. So what did it say? Why are they killers? Why they are adulterers? Why are they all in order to fulfill the mitzvah? So Hashem created Esav, he should be able to fulfill Loisirzach. He created Yishmael in order to fulfill Loisinav. But they didn't want to accept. So Hashem had no choice, had to give us the characteristic of Esav and Yishmol to us. Therefore, koyach mas of higid la'amoy, what Hashem had created in the world, higid, he brought the channel down la'amoy to his nation, to us. Therefore, the Jews, when they fall down, they fall all the way to the bottom. Because for everything which Esav had to fulfill, they didn't accept it. Yishmol had to fulfill, didn't accept. We got it. And therefore, before we went to receive the Torah in Mitzrayim, for instance, we were in the lowest level, equal with the Mitzrayim. In Derech Agav, before Mashiach will come, is our time of today, we will fall to such a low that we will adopt all the evil of all the Goyim, because they never accepted to fulfill the Mitzrayim of the evilness, but we are stuck with the evilness, and now we are acknowledging the same Torah, we serve the purpose of the creation, says the Sasemes. Koyach masav higid la'amod, all the creation in the world, all the evil in the world, higid losn channeling, brought it down to us. Loses lehem, to give us nachlas goyim, everything which Hashem actually meant to give it for the goyim. Esav and Yishmol, they didn't want to accept us, so therefore we have it. But we received it. So now we could understand a little bit, at the beginning, the origination from the Jewish nation and the conclusion of the Jewish nation, which is our generation. The regenerated Jewish nation will be hit bottom. We were in Mitzrayim, Memtet Sharetuma, and that was the bottom of the bottom. And from there, we had to commit ourselves, leave, and to receive Torah. From there. And it was the simple thing, 80% refused. Only 20% came out. Same thing, before Mashiach will come, Am Yisrael is going to hit the bottom. There was never a time the Jewish people hit bottom as our generation of today. Never explain myself. Yes, there was many corruption, many evilness by the Jewish people all along in the Galut. But it wasn't totally our fault. Hashem dispersed us all the nations. We were in exile by the Goyim. So we were attacked by the scholar movement, the Enlightenment movement, all the ism, communism, socialism, Zionism. We got confused, we got hurt. So unfortunately, going through a Holocaust and asking where was God in the Holocaust, and you forget about God, it's not totally at your fault. You could be a little, you have a little innocence into yourself. But our time of today, when we say you have total freedom, nobody's above you. You could go to any place what you want. Why are you today corrupt? You could go all directions. By the way, I must tell you, there was never ever a generation as our generation. Yes, in the time of Shlomo Melech, then we had all the freedom to go to all directions. There was never a time as the times of today that we're witnessing reality, that you have Baal Tshuvas from all around the world, young people from already assimilated backgrounds for generations, coming back, becoming Avraham Avinu, remaining and fighting the system, become self-made people. At the same time, from the best in the nicest families, going away for no reason, going away, just going away. In my time, maybe that's the reason God made us to survive, a Holocaust survivor, that I should have physically gone through all the changes in life, 70 years ago, 75 years ago, till first, I should be able to share with you, there was never a time like our time of today that you benefit all the freedom, you have democracy, you have all the information, there isn't a thing which you don't have on your hand, and the whole world is chasing you, embracing you, and you are the one who making the decision. Actually, as they say in the Loshon HaKodesh, when you make a whole round in a circle, 360 degrees, when you're leaving the roots, the source where you're coming, you make a fool. The more you depart, the closer you got back to the original. We are at 359 degrees, one step as we originated. We originated from Avraham Avinu. Who was Avraham Avinu? No background. Ben Terach, worshipped idols, himself worshipped idols. He had the freedom to go to all directions. He could go be Nimrod, that was his one example. Yodea Esreboina Mischavalima. I know the truth. I know. Who cares? Who cares? There was never a time when a person was so low, so adish, as you say, so not caring, not. I know it. So what? So what? Yodea Mischavalim Ridboy. Terach, worshipping all kinds of false idols, he could go be Terach. You could be Noach Tzadik. Do the minimum. Don't get in. They're going to hell, but don't worry more. Don't try to fix the world. Be stuck with yourself, go in your kollel, just preserve yourself, but don't worry about the world. Here comes Avraham Avinu, one single individual goes against the whole world. He could go with anyone, he would go with Nimrod, would anyone have time to him, had a father Terach, and compelled him to worship Avodah Zorah? No, he leaves Terach, he leaves Nimrod, he leaves Noach, and becomes Avraham Avinu, I'm going to do chesed with Hashem. I'm going to fix the world. One single individual going against the world. We call the orders the whole world so far echoes was one language. What does it mean, one language? One interest. The whole world was united against one to get rid of the authority of God. You don't dictate my life. I want to have freedom. I don't want to be imprisoned by you, no matter what you're offering. To prove it, that's what Adam HaRishon did. Adam HaRishon was in Gan Eden, was missing nothing in the world except you're stuck with God. No, I want freedom. Well, you're going to die. I'd already die, but I don't want to be in prison. I made just yesterday a test. I was in Be'er Sheva in the prison, speaking to the prisoners, and with their permission, I told them I would like to make research through you. I would propose a question to you. Look, you're in prison. Every person has imagination, fantasies, which you would love to have. You dream of that. You think about it. You know, every person has fantasies and dreams which you would love to have. Nobody gets it anyhow. But everyone has it. Suppose Illinois would come to you, would give you a choice. You get anything and everything the way you want it, to the fullest pleasure, but here, in prison. Stay here, you get everything, you're Gan Eden. Or you get nothing, like you have nothing now, but free. What do you choose? Tell me. Everyone said, give us freedom. That was the chet of the Mauritian. He didn't miss anything. He had Gan Eden, he had everything. But he was not free. 20 generations later, when Avraham Avinu came to the picture, the whole world was united. Get out of this prison. We give up everything. We call it Oret Sofa Echot. Dvorim Achodim, says the passage, that the whole world was ganged up against two ones. One Hashem, one Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was the only person, says Hashem, I'm sticking with you no matter what it costs. I'm going to go into the fire furnace, to give up everything. I want to be imprisoned by you. Kabbalah's oil, Malchus Shemaim. I'm taking on the yoke of you. I don't want freedom. And that's the essence of a Jew. The essence of a Jew is that that I'm not stuck in Judaism, but I'm taking on the yoke. I told the prisoners, there's two people alike, the same way. They go uniform, they haven't got freedom, they do whatever, they can do whatever they want. One is stuck, one is miserable, and the one is happy. And they're all alike. Matter of fact, the one is happy is suffering much more. It's much harder. Who are they? One is a prisoner, and the other one a soldier who drafted himself into the army. A prisoner, no matter what you're going to give him, is not going to be satisfied. He's in prison. The one who drafts into the army, he goes through much hell, goes through much harder work than the prisoner. He goes, his uniform, he can do whatever he wants, he's being punched every little thing, but he's excited. I want to be a commando, I want to be this. We're all here in this world. You make up your mind, are you a prisoner in Judaism? Are you stuck here? Or you may cabble, oh, thank you Hashem, I'm your soldier. I'm going to fix the world, I'm going to make a revolution. It's going to be much harder, but it's like your decision. If you may cabble on Malchus Shemayim, you could take all the hardship. The harder it is, I want to become. Imagine a guy goes into the army, finally says, I want to be a parachuter. I want to be a pilot. Yeah, Atov le Tayas. I want to be in the Air Force. He wants. And they examine, they take him in, and they send him to the kitchen to make sandwiches. He will be destroyed. So why destroyed? He is safe. To be in the parachuter, you have 90% getting killed. Who cares? I want to be a parachuter. So a decision has to be made. Avraham Avinu was the first one person when the whole world wanted to get rid of the authority of God. Poirikon! That's, by the way, is our Amalek today. Our problem today is not Torah mitzvahs. Prikasol. Don't tell me what to do. I don't accept myself, I don't accept my parents, I don't accept my wife, I don't accept my children, I'm miserable. It's a decision. I'm stuck. You put me in. Get me out of here. I want to have my own freedom. You're never going to get it unless you make a decision that I'm Avraham Avinu, b'chol choismim. This is our generation. Now, therefore, when Avraham Avinu started, we originated by Avraham Avinu, was one single person. He had all the options to go all the way, and he decided to become a soldier and volunteer to God, and was tested 10 terrible tests, and that made him. The conclusion of history will be the same thing. Every one of us sitting here, you're one individual, you have all the freedom, you could go against the whole world, there's no more guilt, and who cares? Take today the world. To explain what it means, who cares today? No, Arachim, we used to make seminars, Chazer B'tshuva, used to be seminars. I used to be with them 30 years ago, 25 years ago. It used to be discussions, fights, almost fist fights. A whole night fighting. He was fighting for his truth. The more he was fighting, eventually, the light came through, he broke down, became a Valtshuva. As much he was fighting for his ideology, but he realized this is the truth, he became a Valtshuva. Today, you have the same seminars, you have the same lectures, and people sit, they're enjoying it. I'm so proud to be Jewish. I'm so proud to do. But why don't you do tshuva? It's not for me. It's not for me. It's a total new bacteria. Adishut. Who cares? But you don't have yourself. Why should Hashem put up in such a situation? Because now you choose it because you want to choose it. Not because of your parents, not because of your society, not because of your marriage. Therefore Hashem took away the guilt. Chutzpah yazge. Chutzpah means against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Chutzpah klap Shemaya. This is our generation of today. Therefore, when we said Hashem created the world, He looked into the Torah and He made the world such a world you should be able to comply to Torah. He made thieves and made murderers and made every all evil in order Torah should be fulfilled. We just said in this morning, every davening, Shemachadesh b'chol yoim tomid ma'aseh bereishis. Hashem is recreating the world, new events. Who could compare our time of today to 20 years ago? Or 50 years ago? No way. It's non-comparable. Non-comparable. My Rebbe used to say, Rebbe Chaim Dov Weizmann, Zichet Tzadik Livrocha, he said it to us about 9 years after the Holocaust. 10 years. In 1955, he said as follows, what we went through the last 20 years, the Jewish people went through in these 20 years, from 1935 to 1955, before Holocaust, Holocaust, post-Holocaust, it made a gap of the past that in normal times to create such a gap would take from 500 to 1,000 years. You know what he's talking? Time has an evolution. Days change, but very slow, slow motion. We always make a certain gap of the past, what takes it's very, very slow motion. But what we went through in these 20 years, it made a gap that would normally take at least 500 to 1,000 years. That's what he said. But I would say today, what we went through the last 20 years, since the freedom of democracy, even in Russia, Russia was the final last Edom who still was fighting Torah mitzvahs ideologically. When this became democracy, we are out of Mitzrayim. There's no more paro. We got all the freedom. We have a lot of Torah in Russia. And then came in the world of technology, which intrudes to every person, no matter, you can be protected in no place in the world. What we went through the last 20 years, we came back 4,000 years where we started. Every one of us is Avraham Avinu, Sora Imenu. You have the world in front of you. You could go all options, no guilt. You don't have to be embarrassed. You don't have to be ashamed. You may know the truth. Who cares? Like other magician, I walk out of the Gan Eden. I don't care to die. Like 80% in Egypt, after all the proofs that Moshe Rabbeinu made, the 10 plagues, Dam Tzefardeya, at the time of Choshech, 80% preferred to die in Mitzrayim. They don't want to go out. Only 20% came out. We are at this stage now. And there's Chidushim. There's everyday news. every day, if you wonder what the news is, can you compare the Haredi world today from a month ago? What happened in this month? Bechirot, election. What happened? It got shattered to pieces. A nonsense. Everyone knows what we went through. It's frightening to see how people could lose everything, lose the self-respect of stupidity, something that's not clear to you. All the pilugim, all the separation one from the other. And it's happening worse and worse and worse. It's a deterioration. It's going to such a big speed. And we see that freedom of choice is so relevant today that, as we said before, you had the farthest away young kids who never knew anything about Judaism coming in, fighting, becoming Balei Tshuva, building beautiful homes, and at the same time from the nicest, beautiful Torah families for no reason walking away. And it's not what doesn't become ideologically communist or social Zionist. He just don't care. He commits suicide, the low process of suicide. Something is happening. Are we learning it? And that's my whole goal, is to make us aware that we have a very special mission in our generation. What Torah comes out in our time? What news is coming out because of the circumstances? There's a new situation in the creation which should reveal new Torah which the previous generation couldn't reveal it. So I'll share with you a story, a life story. It's a little emotional story, but it's a tremendous message. In Antwerp, there was a Rebbe, Rebbe Itzigel, Shvorsky Rebbe. Was a big man. Rebbe Itzigel, everyone knows today, he has his grandson over there. He was in the Holocaust. I think he was in Siberia. Right after the Holocaust, he ended up in Paris. The first Yom Kippur after the Holocaust. First Yom Kippur. It was a Konidr night, they finished davening, and you see the Avinu Malkeinus. I remember those days when the Avinu Malkeinus, those Roshon Yom Kippur, took at least a half hour. People sobbed and cried. They couldn't stop crying. It was all fresh wounds. Everyone there, every survivor, lost his parents, his wife, and his children. We said, Avinu Malkeinus, Seleman, Rudy Machenko, Chechot, those who got killed, and murdered. It was life. The wound was open. It used to take at least a half hour until they finished the last few of Avinu Malkeinus. It was the first generation. I remember only 4 or 5 kids. There was no kids to begin with. I mean, the way I was 6 years old in those time. And right after the davening, walks over a simple Jew to Rebbe Itzigel and says, Rebbe, we just said now, Avinu Malkeinu, Seleman Harugim Al Shem Kodshecho. Do because of those who got murdered on your holy name. Then we say, Avinu Malkeinu, your father in heaven, Seleman, Tevuchim al Yichudecho, those who were slaughtered on your oneness. What is the two Avinu Malkeinus? It's all the same. Why is it divided in two Avinu Malkeinus? That's what he asked Rebbe Itzigel. It's the same thing. Harugim, Tevuchim, Yichudecho, Kodshecho, it's all the same. So the Rebbe is thinking, says, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. Say, Rebbe, I will tell you Pshat. Says, now, it wasn't even a year yet. The Nazis, Yimach Shemam, took us out, a group of Jews, to the Duna. Duna is a river in Europe. It goes from Vienna, Bratislava, Budapest. They murdered thousands of Jews, shooting them into the river. They took us, a group of us, I don't know, maybe 200 people, they lined us up on the Duna, on the river, and they shoot us into the river. They just dropped into... But I jumped into the river before I got the bullet. So I got saved. I swam away, I got saved. So we were lined up, a big line. And they started shooting us from right to left. All of us started screaming, Shema Yisrael Shem Hashem Echad. The first one, they couldn't conclude Hashem Echad. They got killed before they said Hashem Echad. They said, Shema Hashem Elokeinu, and they got killed. They said, Avinu Malkeinu, Aseleman Harugim, those who got Al Shem Kodshecho, they only managed to say Hashem Elokeinu. They didn't manage to say Hashem Echad. The last one in the row concluded as Hashem Echad. Those who managed to say Echad also. Those are Avinu Malkeinus. A bit ago, the Rebbe hears the Pshat and was crying away. Then he says, who could say such a Pshat? Only the one who was there. Only the one who was there. That means to say, let me learn pshat now. This Torah, you had to live through this experience to come out with this Torah. Now, what does it teach to us? We say, here I'm going to my lomdas. Let's go into the depth. There's two types of Jews. We're all Jews. Some Jews got killed for the Jewishness. Yeah, secular Jews also got killed. They got Olam Habo, but he got killed. He's a Horuk. What is the difference between between one who got killed, the one who has been slaughtered? Take your animal. You kill the animal, he's dead. Animal slaughtered is kosher. Kosher. Unfortunately, many Jews in the Holocaust, they got killed because they're Jewish. They're going to get to Olam Habo, but they killed. Unfortunately, they didn't slaughter themselves to become one with Hashem. Other people, they say, Hashem Echad, Hashem is one, I'm accepting him. They tvuchim, they got slaughtered, they became kosher. And this is our bechira which every person has. You are a Jew. You can't escape, if you like it or not. Hashem is your father, Hashem loves you, you have Olam Habo, you have Tchias Hameisim. Question is, will you come to Tchias Hameisim as a prisoner, stuck in Judaism, you got killed, Al Kiddush Shemech, because I'm a Jew? Okay, I'm keeping a Jewish home, keeping a family, keeping mitzvahs, but I'm not happy with it. I'm stuck with my wife, stuck with my children. Nebuch, you're Nebuch Jew. Or are you Tevuchim? I'm slaughtering myself. Al Yichudecha, become one with you. I'm accepting you. Mekabel Yisurim Behava, I'm accepting you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You go to the same situation anyway. Question is, are you killed or are you slaughtered? Slaughtered means al yichudecho. This is called Kabbalah's oil malchus shemayim. In depth, there's such a thing which is called bitul hayesh, and then it's bitul hametzias. Bitul hayesh means I am a yesh. Okay, I can't do what I want, I feel what Hashem wants. I'm a vatul my yesh. I put myself aside. But I still remain yesh. That means I'm a killed yesh. I can't serve myself, but I still preserve myself. This bitul hametzias, I don't exist. I become one with Hashem, the Dovko boy. I became one. That's called Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. You could be stuck in Malchus Shemayim, and you could be Mekabel. I'm accepting it. That Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, understand you, Hashem is your God. And you have to listen, if you like it or not. You're a prisoner. That's called bitul. It's good. You get your reward, no question about it. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem is your God. But the yesh remains. But you could be higher than that. Hashem Echad, I don't exist. I become a part of you. I go back wherever I was. I'm a kabel ol machushmam. I'm accepting my present life today. And that is the bechira which we have today. You have no bechira to become a goy. If you become a goy, Hashem will take you back. He doesn't give up on us. The 6 million Jews, majority, they were totally assimilated Jews. And they have to hear something. La baridach meininidach, Hashem is not giving up. So came the German wife, killed him. Al kiddush shemecho. He made home. He's going to be embarrassed. He's going to meet what he's going to ever take. The German, the Nazi, brought me back, killed me because I'm Jewish. I got killed because I'm a Jew, but I got killed. But you could be, I'm a kosher Jew, tvuchim, I got slaughtered, yichudech, I'm accepting you. Now, in the Holocaust, it wasn't an individual's choice, and you couldn't actually express your individualism, because we're all in groups. In the Holocaust, nobody asked, Hashem, why am I here? Why am I in the death camp? Why am I in Treblinka or in Sabir? Why am I here? Why us? You're part of society. Today, Avraham Avinu was a one single individual. Today is no Holocaust. There's no Hitler, there is no Stalin. You're free to go around the world. The world gives you everything. And today, everyone has his personal agenda, personal suffering. And everyone says, why me? Why me? There's so many orphans, so many almonas, and so many agunas, and so many sholem baiske, so many divorces, so many children at risk. And I'm asking, why me? I said, because you're an individual, you have Avraham Avinu. And you could say to Hashem, okay, I'm stuck with you, go around bitter. Or you could say, no, I'm a Kabbal, I've become a soldier, I'm volunteering, Avraham Anodif, I become you, I'm going to make a revolution in the world. It's a total no different game that we're living today. This one is especially because times are changing with such a speed that whatever I spoke 10 years ago is totally non-effective today anymore. 10 years ago, there was still, you weren't such an individualist. Today, you have the whole world embracing you. You can't hide anymore in a bunker. You can't hide in a coil in a yeshiva. And there's a difference between Paroi and a Molek. We have two major enemies who's fighting the sea, fighting God. Paroi and a Molek. They never fight together. They never work together. Wherever Paroi is active, a Molek is in retirement. He's in pensia. What is Paroi? What is a Molek? When you get free of Paroi, a Molek comes. Paroi is denying the essence of Hashem and Torah. Le'edat yes Hashem. Who is God? It doesn't exist. Mi Hashem she'eshman bekoil. Who is Hashem should tell me what to do? Paroi is resisting and fighting reality, Hashem and Torah. And that we were used to fight back, and we are here. And Hashem promised that eventually you're going to come out of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, which made them, you're limited. And Paroi's extension was all the way Bovel Moda Yovan Edom Shibu Daled Malchiyois, says the Meral. Paroi is actually replacing him, God through him. God is not the king of the world, I am. And Nebuchadnezzar, Ani Emloch, I am king. Malchiyos means we are ruling. We are ruling. That is Paroi. And that default us for the last thousands of years with all kinds of things, become an atheist, Haskola movement, everything, or physically annihilating us as we were in the Holocaust in Siberia, whatever that was all Paroi. Today, where is Paroi? It's all God, it's all bankrupt. Nobody is fighting God. Nobody is fighting. You could go today, I always say, some of my early books have been translated in Russia. There's a certain asking in Switzerland, asked me permission, he wants to put my book on Russian on the website in Russia. He thinks it's going to help from Kirov. So good, Bakasha, do it. He reported to me back, you know, you have thousands of visitors on your website, on your Russian books. Goyim! And the writing, fortunate are you Jews, you have the truth. Would you believe that? I was the first time in Russia 48 years ago on a secret mission, helping our Jews in secrecy, helping them out how to survive Jewishly, helping them out financially. It was a whole secret organization from America, helping those Jews who kept Torah mitzvahs with two ten nails. And the worst thing was if they catch you with some that you preaching Judaism, whatever that is. And today my Torah is on the website and Goyim are looking at it and say, unfortunately, our Jews. But totally, it's Paroi. It's all God. You could preach and teach and on the internet, whatever you want. You could make fun of Yoshke as much as you want. Just don't start with Islam. Then you're risking your life. With Yoshke, you could put him away. Nobody going to fight you back. You have all the freedom. At the same time, when we have all the freedom, comes a Molek. We came out of Paroi. Where are we? In the desert, in the Midbar. What is in the Midbar? Clarity, there is a God, and you can't survive without God. You depend on him. You're surrounded with an Ani HaKavod protecting you. You go to sleep every night, the whole nation, without the morsel of food, without a drop of water. You depend on God. Every morning you have to see your mom at the doorstep, a Be'er Shem Miriam. You see, totally dependent on God. And what did you do there? Egel, Meraglim, Koirach, Misoinenim, Nasir, Shnachzim, Mitzrayim, let's go back to Egypt. Who needed it? I'm a prisoner here. Too bad I left it. Right where the 80% we ready to die over there to die over here. B'no Ismayav. Terrible things. Anosi B'Yisro, Zimur Ben Soli. Takes Kozi B'Vasur. Basisa Mihitel Chlitzones. How could they do such a thing? There's no Paroi here. There's no doubts. You have all the freedom. And you see that you depend on God. It's a bacteria which is called Amolek. V'yovei Amolek Elohim Yisroel. Amalek does not deny God, does not deny Torah, denies you. Don't believe he knew that you are needed, you are the partner, you are important. You get depressed, you lose your values, That is Amalek. Isn't that the day today? Is anyone fighting God? You can learn and teach and everything. Who cares? But I'm nothing. You know what is Amunah? When we fought Paro, when Paro says there is no God, there is no Torah, so Moshe Rabbeinu came and he proved that there is a God. V'yodu Mitzrayim k'ani Hashem. Makes miracles. He proves us Torah. That we know. Amunah is not to believe in God and believe in Hashgacha Pratis. Amunah is to believe in yourself that Hashem needs you, you are his partner, and the whole Bereishis, Borei Elokim Bishvili Torah, should be revealed in Israel. We in Israel, we are revealing the Torah. You believe that? Chayvah B'Shin Nivra Olam. I just spoke yesterday in a very Choshev Koilel. And that's my people, the Choshev Koilel. They know Choshev Mishpat. So you know very a lot of Torah, you know, but you have no Amunah. You're affected by Amalek. You just don't believe. Looks at me. Of course we believe. So what does mean believe? You believe in God? That's not Amunah, that's your idea. We know there is a God. You have to be stupid not to deny God. When we were in the Midbar, everyone saw God. You see your dependency on God. So how come you make foolish things? Who cares? God does not care what we do. Does really God care what we do? Amunah is to believe what God says about you. And I said, you have Amunah? I said, you have Amunah. Okay, says, be honest now. I will ask you a question. Is the Torah the truth? Yes. If anyone denies the Mishnah, is an apikoiras? Yes. You know what the Mishnah says to you and you, every one of you? The whole world has been created for you. You're the purpose of creation. Chayv odam loimer bishvili nivro ha'olam. The whole world has been created for me. Who believes in it should raise his hand. Nobody raises his hand. You believe God was created for you. Now, let's minimize it. Not the whole world. The truth about the whole world. But to that you have to be a big mind. To that you have to be Avraham Avinu. But take your little world. Do you believe all the complaints that you have, God, why he gave me such a parents? Why did he give me such a personality? Why did he give me such a terrible midos? Why did she give me such a difficult wife? Why did he get a difficult panosa? Why did he have difficult children? Shvili Nivroilam. Hashem, you custom design. Hashem set you up. Well, everyone would believe in the first Animamim. Animamim Amuno Shalem, Shaboyre is Borach Shemoy, Hu Boyre Umanig Lochol Habruim, Vuhu Levadoi also Voice of Yacholamasim. Yeah, I could accept this. God does everything. Yeah. But do you believe? God does everything which you believe. For you, prove yourself. Come Avraham Avinu. That's called Amunah. Don't crack up. You have the right to Hashem, okay? It's you. What do you want me to do now? What do you want me to do now? How do I deal with the difficult marriage? How do I cope with the difficult circumstances? How do I deal with myself that I got addicted and I fall into the internet and I feel lost? I became a zombie. Would you take me out of there? How do you allow me to fall in there? How do you allow Amalek to come into me, to penetrate, to infiltrate into my brain? And to knock me out and become a total zombie that have no control. Who did it? God, you're the Hashem's child. It's a Mishnah. Do you have that Amunah? No. We lost. Because we have no Amunah. Do you really believe that when you say in the morning, let's be honest, I'm thanking you, Hashem, you created me for your glory. L'chvoidoi. Kol everything which Kodesh Baruch Hu created. Now, don't be busy now with the whole world. You're not that level yet. You're not Avraham Avinu, the global Avraham Avinu. But take you personally, individual Avraham Avinu. Echot Avraham. Do you believe everything which Hashem gave you is lechvoidoi? Hashem put you in this spot, glorify me, give me cover. Do you believe in it? You would rather believe a man goes sick, my man is depressed, if he's nobody respects him. So all of a sudden, you know what, to find a good patent, he's going to be respected. He goes to the zoo and goes to the monkey section and starts talking to the monkeys. Please give me respect. Glorify me. Stand for me. Appreciate me. And talk to the monkey. Glorify me. If you see a man doing that, what would you say? You're a monkey yourself. Hashem says, glorify me. Hashem acts to me, glorify. He's a bit bigger than me. You don't believe. That's Amalek. a Molech just took away Emunah from us. Took away Emunah from us. And we are today, this week's parsha. Ma'isa Ovois Simel Bonim. We are Ovois. B'chok Choismin. We say every davening, Eleki Avrom, Eleki Yitzchav, Eleki Yankov. And I'm a child. Zoycher Chaz the Ovois, Hashem remembers the Chosodim, which the Ovois had done to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says, we're going to make you king again. We're going to rectify the chet of Adam HaRishon. We're going to make you melech ha'olam. We give you back the world. That's chas de ovois. Mischasedim koinoi. Avraham Avinu was the first one who had a muna in himself that I could do chesed with Hashem. Because Bechir is not one way. If Hashem allows Adam HaRishon, one single person, to destroy the world, means the same one individual person has a choice to build the world. So Avraham Avinu says, if Adam HaRishon chose to destroy the world, a single one person, I choose to correct the world, I'm going to make a king again. And that's why the Ovois, and therefore Ovois, when they took on the job, the Valentita soldiers, they didn't get afraid of Nisyonis, they went through all Nisyonis, this is expulsion. What didn't Yaakov need to go through with Dino? Who of us doesn't have a Dino? When you go out on the street and being captured by Shechem ben Chamoir of the materialistic, physical, and internet world, you're getting affected. Hakazoyni Yasu Sachoseinu. Maisa Ovois Simel Bonim. We go through the same challenge, the same test. Zoycher Chaz de Ovois. Hashem remembers the Chosodim with the Ovois Valentit. Hashem, we give you back the earth. Maybe Goyel, and therefore Hashem brings a redemption, Livnei Veneim, to the grandchildren. And we are the and I'm the child. You're not denying your child for Yitzchak VeYaakov. Hashem owns it to you. Baruch Ata Hashem Mogen Avraham. Why do you finish on with Avraham? Why Mogen Avraham Yitzchak VeYaakov? We started a fall tree. It says the Gemara Bechuch Chosmin V'loy Behem. The conclusion of the Baruch is on with Avraham. V'loy Behem. The conclusion of Golus will be Bechovit Avram. Today you are the original Avram Avinu. You are today the original Avram Avinu. We have no idea. I'm in the business for many years. About Shuva is in Russia and on. We would never believe and dream that we're going to come to a situation. Today I'm dealing only with the Shamanet, with the cream of the crops of the Judaism, the highest Hasidim, Talmid Chum, making seminars to the frumest people. And what are you dealing with them? Not to prove there is a God. Of course you know there is a God. But who cares? Who cares? There's a new bacteria which is shocking. I couldn't believe it 5 years ago. But today we have more and more of this. And I hope you don't come in contact with them. People married, having children. Everything goes their way. He decided, I don't want it. He's kicking it. He doesn't want to destroy his family. He makes a deal with his wife. I support you, children. You support you, you support me. Reverse like it used to be. In the old days, the Baal Teshuva came, he became a Jew, she didn't want. So what do we do here? So as long as you cooperate with me, okay, you have your life, privately, Mechal Shabbos, you support me, I support you. That's what we say. Today it's reverse. Today have the nicest religious family, all of a sudden it becomes crazy. Or she or he becomes an atheist, I just don't care. I don't want to destroy the family, don't want to hurt your parents. Okay, I play it. I'm not going to take off the shtreimel or the frack. If you're going to act it out, I support you, support me, and don't believe in anything. It's going on, spreads. There became even footsteps in the internet, in the Facebook, or whole groups supporting each other. Don't be embarrassed. Live your life. Nimrod, you're there, Sreboim, Nimrod. That's a Molech. That's what we live today. And you have to be Avraham Avinu to confront this. And I had a session with such a young man. This was the third session already. And finally the wife says, I'm sorry, I can't live with the husband who is eating Yom Kippur. She said, okay, do you a favor, I'm going to fast Yom Kippur, but leave me alone with the Shabbos. It's unbelievable. It's not even, we don't grasp that. It's happening. It's just happening. So I was sitting with such a young man the third session. And he says to me, I just don't want to believe. I don't want to be in the prison of belief. I want to be free, freaky. Just like there is such a thing, if our generation is Kabbalah's all, I become a soldier, I take on the yoke to coronate Hashem. The entire of Kabbalah's all is Prika's all. For the sake of Prika's all, you don't tell me what to do. Like a little child rebels. Don't tell me what to do, Prika's all. And this is this young man, Prika's all. So I tell him, okay, It was the third session, and I tell him, listen, if you are poyde kol, who are you? Can I tell you who you are? You have no goals. You know anything this? You know who you are? You're a cat. A little cat running from one garbage pail to another garbage pail, without destiny, without purpose. What does he answer me? I prefer to be a cat in the garbage bump than to be a slave. Imagine that. In Mitzrayim, I'd rather die here. Other magician says, I will eat or die. I don't want to be enslaved to you. I'd rather die. I'd rather be a cat. That's what he tells me. I appreciate to be a cat, not to think about anything. I want to be freaky, free. It's a new bacteria. We never dreamed of such a thing. But once people have a certain self-respect. So I tell them, listen, you know what choice is? Me and you, we have the same background, same Torah. You don't believe in God, but you prefer to be a cat. And I know the same thing. And I have a muna. I prefer tzaddik ba'amuno soy yichet. The righteous man lives with his amuna. Who is he? What he believes. You believe to become a cat. A kiddie. Okay, become a cat. A chatul. I believe in the Torah. I believe. My logic doesn't agree with it. My feeling doesn't agree with it. But I have belief. Belief means such a fanatical belief that no human mind would fabricate such a statement. No religion in the world, no philosophy in the world will dare tell you what the Torah tells on you. You know who you are? You're my only one child in the world. The whole world has been created for you. Don't destroy my world. You could be Nimrod. You could be Avraham Avinu. Do chesed with me. Avraham Avinu, shem is chesedim koinoi. You have a choice to believe it or not. Now, why don't I believe it? Because it doesn't make sense to me. God needs me. I do chesed with Hashem. Well, therefore, you have to believe. But we tie our belief to our logic. We're limiting our belief to you little human beings who you are. But I say, in our world of technology, it's much easier to explain. If anyone would told you 100 years ago, when he gave you this cellular phone, and he says to you, don't push this button, because then you're getting, you're meeting, I don't know, the Kremlin. And push, what you're getting Washington, it must be Meshuggah. Today, you know, one push of a button, you could blow up the world. The Torah is programmed, the whole communication system, you know what it is. So if you believe, therefore you have to believe, something which your human mind would never come up with it. Therefore, Baruch Elokeinu Shebaronu Lichvodoy, I bless you that I've been created to glorify you, you need me, by what? If you don't mean a Torah, the whole world does not accept this. By what? By no son Torah Hashem. He gave us a Torah, but the Torah says is true, if you like it or not. And I say to him, face to face, I said, listen, I and you, we come from the same background, we have the same Torah, the same personalities, same Bechira. You choose what you choose. You choose to be a cat. I choose to believe. Why am I talking to you? I'm asking you. Tell me why I'm talking to you. Having the third session with you, I'm not taking money. I'm not a rebbe. I don't need a chosid. Why am I talking to you? Because my belief says I am now doing chesed vit Hashem. This is nothing. I need nothing. Do now chesed vit Hashem. Why? Because Hashem says on you, to you, you are my only one son. And b'shvili nivra oilam, don't destroy my world. Don't hurt me. That's what Hashem says. I'm not looking at you. V'kol ha'me'abed nefesh achas, if somebody destroys, gili ibed oilam ole. If you commit suicide, you destroyed for Hashem a whole world. Hashem invested in you the whole world. You the ben yochet, but ibechoy destroyed. Do you understand it? No. Do you feel it? No. But it's an information the Torah says. And I chose to believe. Why I'm speaking to you now? Rabbi Sheikh calls me to come to speak to you. He doesn't pay me, not even for the kafir. Why? I'm doing na chesed vit Hashem. You don't know who you are. You have Avraham Avinu, you could be Nimrod. And today it's all available, it's all open on the table. You look at me as crazy. It's a fact. Do you really believe? Take the statements. But I was never taught like that. We were never raised like that. Aber sie always saying, I'm a Nazi, and I offer for Efer, nach Numo. The answer is yes. Question, which war had you fought? When you fight Paroi, Paroi says, I am I, and there's no God. So I have to show you are nothing, and God is everything. So we were taught, Moshe Rabbeinu fights Paroi. We are nothing. Anyone, I could tell you of my personal life. I was right at the Medina in the Toshian Test, 1949. And every month a friend went off a Yiddishkeit. And I also was tempted to leave. It wasn't easy those days to be after the Holocaust, after everything in here. We had all of a sudden, Baruch Hashem, a Medina, and so on. So you could go to the army, you could enjoy, you have girls, you could do anything what you want. It wasn't easy. Every month I lost a friend. What kept me? I couldn't hurt my parents. We were humble. The chinuch, Moshe Rabbeinu's chinuch was anova. So if I could have hurt my parents, I would have left them. Who left the parents? I don't care about it. So the antidote against Paroi, he says, who is Hashem? I am I. Was to put you down. My father knew exactly how to put me down. He was an expert how to feher. He was coming from yeshiva to him. He was an expert to make me fail. I never knew good enough for him. If he wants to really try to fail me, and it didn't go because I was really knowing that, I said, no, not going to get first in my life a compliment. Did I get a compliment? Why did you tell me? You see, you throttle. If you want, you could know. Why didn't you last week like that? Never got a compliment in my life. That saved me. We were pressed down. Against Spada, you are nothing. Against Samolek, you are everything. I'm Avraham Avinu. I'm going to build the world for you. You know what my strength is? I'm willing to become an Afer. I don't mind throwing me into the fire furnace. I'm not going to be Marich. Anyone knows often of Roma Venus and Ochu offer for Afer. According to genealogical order, should have been said Ochu Afer for offer. Afer he became in the Kivshanesh, and offer he became at Melchemes Dom. So why he reversed it? That was Avraham Avinu. And Ochu offer, the world was built on offer. Offer Yezerachu for us to Yom of Akedmo. We are builders, we save the world. But you know what your strength is? Anytime he's demanded, I could become Afer. I'm willing to go into the fire furnace. That's the strength of Avraham Avinu. We have strength. You could make revolutions. You have to, against Amalek, you have to need Amuna. Amuna is, who are you? Against Paroi, you need your dear. You have to know, there's Hashem and I'm a nothing. After Esau does, Hashem will come, Einad Milvadoi. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe teaches there's a God and only God and I'm zero. Against Amalek, you have to say, Hashem needs me. You need Amuna. What does Hashem tell about you? Now, why wasn't that taught before? Because when you fight against Paroi, you know, I say the Torah is like a drugstore. You're going to a drugstore, you fill all the shelves, all kinds of medications. You have antidepressants, you have stimulants. If you have bipolar, they have to pull you down. If you're depressed, you have to stimulate you up. If you're going to a drugstore, take whatever you want, you're going to get killed. You need a doctor, gives you a recipe, go accordingly. Against Paroi, our medication was Moshe Rabbeinu. You're humble, stay nothing, just listen to Kodesh Baruch Hu. See a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Against Samolek, take the other medication. No, see yourself, have a Muna. Believe what Hashem tells about you. It's a totally new, different world. And you could see it factually that Hashem gives you freedom. Gives you even freedom against yourself, your own guilt. Your way to escape your own guilt too. Chutzpah Yazgi, you don't care. And they bombard you. Therefore, Paroi deprived us. Destroyed us with all different techniques, Holocaust and Siberia, whatever that was. Amalek embraces us, gives us him, he chases you. There's nothing in the world which you don't get. You have the internet, you have the Facebook, and push off a button, you have all the information. How are you going to make Mashiach? How do you become Avraham Avinu? What was Avraham Avinu? The first test? Lech lecho me'artzecho melatobich. Leave the world, disconnect. Where? Alorot Sashereko, which I will show you, doesn't give me destiny even. How much will I bring you? To the extent you leave the world. The final stop in the Midbar. We went to 4 years in the Midbar. There's Moshe Rabbeinu. He can't do anything. Egel, Meraglim, Koirach, whatever they did. Because in Midbar, we are today in the Midbar. Who doesn't see clearly that we need Hashem? That without Hashem we are lost. Is it logical you live in Israel? You have 1,300,000,000 Muslims around the world, which they feel it's for them a mitzvah to destroy you. If he manages to kill you, he goes to his Olam Haba, he goes to Gan Eden, he's going to get his 70 blondies, everything which he believes on, the jihadim. And you live here quietly. Hashem keeps him busy in Syria, in Egypt, and so on and so. Baruch Hashem, here we have peace, we don't even have piguyim. And you're busy with elections, busy with stupidity. Don't you see that you have the Nana COVID protecting you? You go to sleep, do you know tomorrow how you're going to feed your children? You can't make the month's end. You're getting married. How are you getting married? Is anyone sleeping on the street? You're getting married, having every year children, 7, 8, 9. Baruch Hashem has children with me, compete with me. The Baruch Hashem, up to 15 children. I have only 12. On what ground? Bread can't come down the table. And you go to the Ulama Chatunot, Chassidus Bar Mitzvahs. That's natural. Don't you see something is going on here? Somebody, Hashem, is protecting you from above. Every error we see that goes around us, inside the field that you are Molech, it's a mitzvah for him to kill you, and if he manages to kill you, he goes to Gan Eden, and he doesn't kill you. It's not normal. It's absolutely not normal. Go to the old city, what's going on? And the whole world is keeping busy, and we live for years. Look, communities with Shemesh, just building. And what? You don't even have bread. You have nothing on the world. You're in a midbar. You get every morning your mom. You go to see if you don't know what's going to be tomorrow. This is a final. Now, what was the final stop in the midbar after 4 years? All of a sudden, Atas Bilam, Benoy Smayav. All of a sudden, it became adult, it became Snus, Lit Sonnes, and Amagefa comes. This even when Soli comes out, Kosmim Basur. And he says, Latzons, Yisrael, Moshe, who are you? Basisra Mehitilach, you are allowed. And having pleasure, having enjoyment. Where is Moshe? Ninel Memene Halocha. He can't help you. Moshe, he does not help us. Unfortunately, today, the situation which never existed, that people could learn and love to learn and do all the various in Oilam. You could be in a koil, you could be in yeshiva, tutis donim, at night go to the nightclub, enjoy yourself, and tomorrow go back to yeshiva. Al Mosa Atem Poischim Al Shnei Seif. We can't dance on two ways. In the old days, there wasn't such a thing. Anyone who learned was preserved. Today, you could learn at the day and do anything in the night. Because Amalek penetrates to us. And that's the final step. Now, you talk to us. So, what's our parsha of this week? Vivoser Yankov Levadoi. The final test, you're alone. You're a loner. Your wife doesn't know what you go through. You don't know what your wife goes through. You're totally alone. You're captive by the world. And you're addicted. Ve'yovel kishima, in the Sarah shall ace of thousands of first experiences fighting with single hand in the, and you can't get help from nobody. You're very, very alone. We have to fight him. Ve'yiga be'kafereichoi. He made us limp. He damaged us. But when came the moon, your son came out, information came out, he got helped. We are this fire. Says the Medrash, Vivosi Yankel, we are today very loneliness. You have a lonely, lonely relationship with the world and with Hashem. Nobody really knows what you go through. Only you and Hashem and Hashem in you. That's the Yichud. Says the Torah, says the post, V'nizgav Hashem levar, Hashem is also very lone. Against Paroi, against all the days, I send you tzaddikim, protecting you. That's what Medrash says. When it was in Yevonim, I sent to Chashmonoim. It was Bahoman, I sent to Motcha Tzadik. And after all, see, the tzaddikim, Aroim, Tanim, we all send you tzaddikim to protect you. But the final generation, you have no Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a megafa, a plague. 24,000 people die. And Moshe can't stop it. But the eagle, only 3,000 people died. Moshe stopped it with his tefillah. Nen memen aloha. Who saved the situation? One single individual person. Pinchas. Bekanoiskenosi. We have to become today Pinchas. If you don't believe that you're not hurting the pain of Hashem, you're not hurting the chilul Hashem that's going on. If a person does not feel the pain of Hashem, become Avraham Avinu, and you're willing to get killed for that. Bekanoiskenosi. Are you hating the internet? I must tell you, I have no challenge with the internet. I have no challenge whatsoever. I don't need the internet to chasum, filtered. I could have anything which I need, and it doesn't occur to me that I will be captured by the internet. Why not? Because I'm a Holocaust survivor. Would anyone go into the gas chamber? I was once asked by a modern rabbi in Jersey, in a modern, very modern Orthodox community, invited me, I should speak. It was before New Year's Eve. To discourage this, the congregation, they shouldn't make Sylvester parties. No, because Jews, they jump on every occasion, parties here, parties there. Hanukkah parties and Sylvester parties. So I asked the rabbi, why don't you talk about it? I said, if I talk about it, you're going to fire me. You're a guest speaker, you talk, you go away. So I spoke. So I said to them, listen, you know, I'm a Holocaust survivor. If I would come to speak to you with Nazi uniform, we were Goyim, we were dressed like Nazis, and I got liking that uniform. I still like the brown shirt and the swastika. I just got used to it. I was raised with it. Would I come to speak to you with my Nazi uniform, would you listen to me? I said, of course not. So why not? What do you mean? Nazis, they killed 6 million Jews. Believe you me, I'm not a Nazi. They killed my grandparents too. It's only uniform. Why do you care? But how can you? I said, how can you party around Sylvester parties? This Christian thing, they killed much more than 6 million Jews. How can you party around? For me, the internet is a gas chamber. A gas chamber. I have no challenge to look at there, not to look at, you're on the plane and there's a movie, to watch or not. That's a gas chamber. It kills sweet poison. You don't even recognize the way it burns you out. I hate it with passion. This amud. This is Timcha Zecher Amolek. Tzroi Resam Yodim. 5 minutes T.I. You hate them. If you don't hate with passion the instrument of Amolek which is fighting you, you're a lost person. You don't know who you are. You don't know who you are. Would anyone in 1943 from America, from the free world, go take a tour in Germany? Sugarman, how can you get to Germany? I want to see what's going on. You're going to get captured. You stay far away from there. Today is a Holocaust. Vivosar Yankov Levata, you're fighting your war alone. And it's between being liquidated totally by Molech or become Avramovim. There's no in-between. We don't have an in-between ground anymore. That's what we are today. And if a person understands it, and you become, this is the Mitzvah of Timcha Zecher Amolek, you're fighting alone, you're going to win it, because obviously Hashem is helping us. All that you have to need a Muna. Take seriously the statements which Hashem speaks to. Nobody else, no people. Hashem tells it to you clearly. Take it seriously, truly, you be strong. That's what Pinchas HaKulel became Eliyahu Novi. What Eliyahu Novi said to by Achav, Nevi Abal, 450 Nevi Abal. King of a priest. He called Admosat and Poiskim al Sheis Seifim. It can't be in two worlds. Mil Hashem Elai. If you believe with Hashem, you have to be Avraham Avinu. You can't have both. But Pari could have both. Okay, keep Shabbos, do this, do that. But Molech, either you with Hashem, either you're killed. We understand it, we knew it, we could say Ashreinu, Matev Chokim, Unim, Goyruleinu. This is called Amuna, and this is an absolute necessity. By the way, I'm just concluding, Mitzvah Hashem, January 9th, Parshas B'Shalach, Shabbat Shira, we will make a Nir Etzion English seminar. It is on Thursday night to Matzah Shabbos. We didn't make it for a long time in English, you always make it in Hebrew. And we have limited place, because we have 80 rooms, and already 40 are occupied. So if anyone's interested, Dr. Abasher, you registered early, it's an experience, you come together with the wife, it gives it a new plateau, you go out, the Simcha V'Tov Levav. Thank you. Yeah.